feel like the Lord's saying he's giving divine grace to help you come into, and there's no sacred and secular, it's all one. And God wants to help you come into this position of creating that in a way and a voice that the whole world can hear. And the beautiful thing about this, if you look at a project like the Shack or the Passion for Christ, for whatever reason, its volume was turned up and the language was just right so Muslims and Buddhists and everybody else can listen or watch or read or whatever. And so it doesn't mean that it doesn't still have a Christian theme to it, but it means that its volume is turned in such a way and its language is given in such a way that it can have a broader context and reach. There's a reason why Rick Warren's book was read by over 100 million people. There's a reason why, because its volume was turned up, its language was different, and he was given a language, a gift of language and grace to be able to go into an exported mass, you know, media field. And so I feel like some of you right now are going to get strategies for you. You don't have to know the language for everybody else. You're going to get strategies for you of how to break outside some of your boxes, like the play last night, break outside some of the boxes that have been put on you. And right now, I just speak over your mind any box that's there for what God can't do. We break it. And I just speak over you, you're allowed to experiment. We're not talking about morality. Morality is a given. We know morality is important to keep. We're talking about experimenting creatively and artistically, that creative and artistic expression is not a moral issue, the way that some of you have been programmed to believe it is. So we just release over you, whoa, freedom. I pray that you would err in freedom more than in legalism. Lord, we just pray that motto that it's easier to ask forgiveness than permission. We just pray that over each person here. We just pray, God, that you would give them new expressions and new waves of understanding of how to be them. Everything that's limiting us, Lord, mindsets, emotions, brokenness, let it just fall to the ground right now under our feet. And Lord, even where the Holy Spirit is a wonderful freeing voice, sometimes there's a false Holy Spirit of the arts, and it's like an antichrist spirit, but it comes like a bright shining angel of light and says, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that. Lord, I thank you that the Holy Spirit says you can more than he says you can't. Any kind of voice that's been guiding you that's legalistic, any kind of voice that you felt like it was the Holy Spirit, but it was demanding or commanding in a way that caused you to suffer, we break agreement with a false Holy Spirit over the arts. We break agreement with a false voice that guises itself like a Holy Spirit. And we say, no more. That God has a voice of freedom before he has a voice of limitation. And we release limitation over your arts. Freedom. I feel like some of you guys are getting delivered from a false sense of religion.